you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out The Starting Block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block, no K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Public Radio's loss is TAVshow.com's game. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to The Starting Block for another week. You've got myself, Greeno, and I'm joined by a man who's currently being investigated for placing a few $5 bets on how shithouse this week's show will be. My co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world. I am making a fortune.
Yep.
Making a fortune.
How bad it's going to be.
Yeah, because everybody thought it was going to be good.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
The odds were against us.
The bookies don't always know what's right, Greg.
No, not when it comes to how bad this show will possibly be.
Exactly.
I saw Sinsaked in the chat, and he was saying this show better be funny. Have you not listened to this show before, mate?
Why would this show have to be funny when all the previous ones are not?
Exactly. Why would we start now?
doesn't make any sense, Greg.
It doesn't at all. Big week, man. Big week. We've got some Hero and Douchebag a little bit later on in the show.
We do.
Teasers.
Our favourite new segment.
Yeah.
Is it our favourite new segment, or are we still like skipping that?
Skipping that's up there. Yeah. The Gardening Report's still definitely up there in the top three.
Doctor.
Doctor's grown weary. Grown weary, Doctor, with how many illnesses there were.
Now, can I just say... when you came into the studio precisely 5 minutes ago, this is the first time I've actually heard you on mic.
Yep.
And I'm picking up in my cans through the microphone, Greeno.
Mm-hmm.
You sound a little bit sick again.
Just a little bit, yeah. Just the same old man, bit of a cough, a bit of a cold, you know, just battling through.
A cough and a cold.
Battling through, mate.
Battling through.
Germ fest at my house just doesn't go away.
When are you never not sick?
Probably about 3 or 4 minutes a year.
3 or 4 minutes
a
year.
Yeah, you got to catch me just at the right time.
And that's when you knock your wife up in that four-minute period.
No, that's normally during illness.
During illness.
Yeah, I perform better on Codral.
Do you feel it?
Better than Viagra, that shit.
Well done.
Well done.
We'd like to announce a new sponsor, Codral.
Codral, there we go. It fixes you right up downstairs.
Right up.
Now, we've spent, over a month now.
Yes.
In the love battle. With the Fergo and the Freak podcast.
Yes, we have. And I thought it was a very fruitful relationship. I thought things were escalating nicely.
Yeah.
We were driving audience to them. They were driving audience to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really, to be fair, we were obviously winning that battle.
The battle, yeah.
I think that's a fair statement to make.
Fair statement to make. I'll run with it.
You know, with respect.
Yeah, of course.
It's like after the grand final when you smash the other team. The captain comes out and says, you know, I just want to give a big round of applause to the other team here tonight. Yeah. You know, we couldn't have won the grand final unless someone else was here.
Yeah, unless they showed up.
Yeah.
It would have been a forfeit.
So good, full credit to you guys. You had an amazing year, but, you know, we got the biscuits on the when it counts. So.
But you'll be back next year bigger and better, though.
You'll be back next year bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
It's a game of two halves.
It is a game of two halves.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. This is your story.
I don't know. You went off on a tangent.
That's what I do.
We should have discussed this pre-show.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was with you. I thought everything was going smoothly. Everything was going well. And I'd preferred I'd actually written a poem.
Oh, really?
A haiku.
A heartfelt haiku.
A heartfelt haiku to the boys there over at the Fergo and Leafy podcast.
Lovely. What a lovely thought.
And then yesterday, I pop on in the Twitter and I see this little tweet.
Okay.
On Fergo and the Freak pod today, we gave a big shout out to @9Molly and Jerno Matt Cleary.
Yep.
And told our listeners to give their brand new podcast a listen.
What?
It's a full-on love fest. Check it out.
Whoa.
And whoa. I'm like, the first thing to come to my mind, I had to reread it. I'm like, no, surely they've written the starting block incorrectly.
Yeah, surely they've just forgot. Surely they've misspelled it.
It's a typo.
Those at mistakes can happen, Greeno.
It happens.
And they're embarrassing for everyone.
Autofill, you know, it does happen.
Yeah.
And then I read it again. I sent it over to James R.
Mm.
I said, can we send it to the audit department?
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
I want to get a forensic breakdown of this tweet.
Because my second thought was, it's got to be hacked.
Yeah, well, that's true too.
It's got to be, someone's got to hack the League Freak account.
Somebody is jealous of our pretend drama and wants to hack in to create real drama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought, look, I sent it over to James. He put it on the audit department and said, look, we need to make this pronto.
Who works at the audit department out of
I must say, I haven't popped my head in.
I think it's Dorothy Boyd's retarded cousin. maybe her son.
That bitch of a sister. Yeah. The femo the sister. Hater. Yeah.
She wants it real bad, I've just got to say.
A bit too uptight for my liking.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something going on there.
Definitely.
Definitely going on there. So got the audit results back and I the first word that came to my head. Judas.
And you're not even a Christian.
I'm not even a Christian. It turns out this was a legit tweet. And I'm like, well, you know, we've given this podcast the best months of our lives.
Yeah. Think of the sacrifices we've made, Greeno.
As soon as the honeymoon phase is over.
They're not interested.
Their eye wanders to a different podcast.
They've traded us in for a more appealing filly.
For one that actually gets listeners, or more than six at least.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, well, fuck this. Like, I wasn't having a bar of it.
Like, we put our heart out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are going to say, well, this proves it. This will serve you right because we told you all along not to get involved with this other podcast.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, the heart wants what it wants.
Exactly.
And so I don't think we're going to stop putting ourselves out there, Greeno.
I think it's only reasonable to do so again.
I think what we need right now is a rebound podcast.
I think so.
Is there another podcast out there that we can rebound and start pumping them up?
Maybe. We'll see how we go. Now, the Fergo the Freak, they said it was an innocent mistake.
Really?
They did see, I expressed my displeasure.
You don't understand, babe. It's not what it looks like.
Exactly. And
I don't have feelings for that other podcast.
Pretty much word for word is what the response was.
I don't love them.
I saw through the facade.
Because you were hurt as well.
I was definitely hurt. Mm. I couldn't focus
for
at least 20 minutes post seeing that.
And then mum calls you up like straight after and says, look, I told you.
Yeah.
I knew this podcast was going to hurt you down the line.
Exactly. Yeah. But still there with like a tender arm.
Yeah, definitely.
And a bowl of ice cream.
Bring you in.
Bring me in.
Yeah.
Give me a cuddle.
Chicken soup.
Chicken soup. Yep. That'll fix me right up.
Yep.
And good thread at the throat as well. And so then I saw today before our show that the League Freak had put out on his own bat that how excited he was for today's show.
For the starting block. Okay.
At 8 p.m.
Oh, man.
And that was like looking at someone's phone and they've texted the wrong person.
Yeah.
And going, hang on, is there another podcast on at 8 we're not aware of?
Can't wait to catch you at the Motel 6 at 9 o'clock, baby.
And you're like, hang on, I'm meeting you at 8.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Are you meeting someone else?
So I don't know if I can continue with the show today.
Pete in the chat makes a very poignant comment, I think, Greeno. After the huge recruitment drive, this is gut-wrenching news.
It is. Yeah. Is it repairable? I think next week.
Well, you know, I think it's up to them now. Like, they're going to have to reach out to us because we're the victim here. We're the ones that have been hurt.
I agree. I think it's their responsibility to start researching and looking into podcast couples therapy.
Yeah.
So next week we'll give an update.
Look, I'm not going to say we're not open to it, but at this stage I think, Greeno, it's still a little raw.
It is a little bit, but I'd rather clear the air in the safe space that is, you know.
An open atmosphere
with no judgment.
Talk out our problems.
Talk out our problems because I still feel like we have a future with this podcast.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to piss that away over something as trivial.
As their mistake.
The Molly and Matt Cleary podcast that they pumped out there. I did give it a listen just to see. Because, you know, sometimes you want to know why. Why maybe they've had a wandering eye.
What does this podcast have that we don't have?
Yeah, exactly. Turns out they talk about sport.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Not very good, but, you know, they talk about it.
So not better than us.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
How could you want somebody better than
my self-confidence has been shot enough. I'm not going to talk myself down.
No.
Yeah.
No, you deserve better.
Exactly.
Yep.
So the Love Fest, on hold right now.
On hold.
Until my emotions can recover from this betrayal.
And, like, let's not put a time limit on it.
I'd rather not.
I just want this to happen naturally because you can't rush emotions.
You can't rush healing.
No.
Especially when it comes to the emotional kind.
Everyone heals at their own rate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It could be 7 minutes. It could be 7 months. We don't know.
Yeah. And to be fair, that until we get, you know, that reaching out that I think we desperately deserve more than anything after the commitment that we've made.
Personally, I just want some space at the moment.
Yeah, but that's fine, just for now.
It's a balance.
The healing process doesn't even start until that reaching out occurs.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Right now, it's like, just, I don't want to look at you.
Is there? Yeah, there's a danger of reaching out too early.
Yeah.
And further, it just agitating the wound.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Yeah, because we could be still in dish-throwing mode here.
We could be.
Yep.
How dare you?
Well, good.
Let's get on to more positive things, Damo.
Okay, if we can.
If we can.
It's going to be tough.
13 minutes on that. Fucking hell. Stephen's poll. Here we go. So he jammed this one in late, but still snuck it in there.
Okay.
Now, the official start. Now, I read this at work yesterday, and fuck me if it didn't confuse me. I'm like, I have no, like, something's going on with Stefan at the moment.
Something's going on with Stefan.
Because I'm not too sure what the fuck this is about.
I think Stefan's poll wording structure, Greeno, if I can, I'll put it this way.
Yeah.
It's either he's retarded or he operates on such a high level that the rest of us can't comprehend his genius. Do you see what I'm saying here?
I get it. I'm thinking the latter.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think, like, maybe perhaps a super advanced race might have to come populate Earth, eviscerate the rest of mankind. They'll be able to study Stefan Sears 1,000 years from now,
yeah,
and they'll be able to decipher the meaning, and they'll say, wow, this man is more intelligent than us.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm leaning with.
Yeah, but to us right now, because we're so low level in our intellectual ability
lower
to
level
decipher.
Lower level thinking for us.
That's
yeah.
right. He just looks like a retarded crazy person.
Exactly.
But that's because we're not sophisticated enough to comprehend the genius.
So we're going to throw it out there to the ethos and see what happens. Mm. Okay, not to cross platforms, but this is important.
Yep.
Who wants Boogie and Greeno to endorse a Russian-style ass-smacking contest?
Yeah.
Ladies only. Aussies, perhaps. If you can't beat them, join them.
Yep. Did you see the linked article that he sent with
Now, them? Here's the thing. I read the poll, and that's why I was confused.
Okay.
Later, I found the article attached to it. I'm like, now it makes a bit of sense.
That's right.
So the options were...
Do you want me to play the video for you?
Well, let's do the poll first, and then you can play the video.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, you're right. Let's play the video and then see if these results match what the people in the Periscope think the results would have been.
Okay. Let me put the video up.
Let's have a squiz.
Okay. It's just loading. It's loading.
Oh, this is riveting riveting TV.
Yeah, there's the video. So as you can see, the lovely young ladies, this is pretty much what the competition is. Flap each other on the ass until somebody gets knocked off balance.
Oh, so it's a balance thing.
It's a balance thing, yeah. It looks like a fetish thing, but it's actually a balance thing.
Yeah. All right, now, if I can... offer a thought on technique. There,
yes, exactly. Yes, I know where you're going because I probably made the same comment.
If it's about knocking someone off balance, the flat smack on the bot.
You reckon just punch her in the face?
I'm thinking a bit more like up the taint.
Up the
It's more likely to get an off balance.
But surely this is a controlled professional environment. Surely there's a hitting zone, Greeno.
You reckon there's rules?
It's probably got to be above the bottom line of the cheek and below the small of the back, I would suspect. Speaking of technique, though, I don't know if you noticed, the girl in the white actually gets the right proper stance. The girl in the black, she's doing it all from the elbow. But see the girl in the white there? She adjusts her stance.
You've
right?
got to get the sidearm action
side on.
to get the hips into it.
Yeah,
get in the hips.
You want the full force of that slap to actually be in front of the pelvis.
Exactly.
When you make contact with the buttock.
It's all about technique. Yeah. If that arm gets ahead of hip, you're in a hiding to nothing.
That's right.
Pun intended.
And you could do some damage to your own slapping hand too.
Exactly. And that's the last thing you want.
Exactly.
Too many frivolous slapping injuries from poor technique.
I'm
sick of it.
Yep.
Now the we done with
it. I think it starts at kids level coaching.
I think so. You got to get the kids trained early.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4.
Exactly. So when the coaches, if you're out there, lads, when you get these girls in as 6 and 7 year olds and teach them how to slap each other on the ass for competitive reasons, of course.
Of course.
No other reason.
No.
No, but when you do, make sure you teach them proper technique.
Yeah.
Proper technique. If they want to be a star one day.
Only way to do it.
Yeah.
The results were, of course, mate, 0%.
Nobody said, of course.
Nobody said, of course, mate. Okay. Why is this even a question? 42%. And Aussie blokey smacky, yes, 58%.
Aussie blokey smacky.
Yes.
Blokey, boofy, footy, pissy, but carby, mate.
Pissy, carby, mate. So there we go. Have we got anything from Granny Sears this week?
We do have something from
Granny Sears. All right, we'll do that before we go to a break.
Okay, let's have a look.
Hey, Jenny. All Steffi was saying was, do it for those two good-looking Australian hunks. Grandma's got getting a little wet down there.
There you go. That was it for Grandma.
Short and sweet from Grandma Sears this week.
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's the starting block on TAVshow.com.
And welcome back to the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, there's a couple of ways you could do it, Greener. Number one would be the little blue bird. Follow Greeno at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. Of course, Greeno, iTunes, Podbean, other podcast players that are out there, you can find us at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Live on Periscope every single week, Greeno. 5:30 a.m. East Coast time, 2:30 a.m. West Coast time, 7:30 p.m. Sydney time. How do you like that?
Well done.
How do you like those apples?
We keep forgetting Botswanan time, though.
Yeah, I know. Botswana. The poor Botswanans.
Yeah.
The Botswanan fans right now. Is that where you say Botswanan?
Botswanan. Yeah, I think so.
Botswanan, Bots 2.
Yep, either way.
Yeah, Botswanan fans right now are sitting at home going, I can't believe he fucking forgot us again!
Again!
This is bullshit, mate.
Did we do the exclusive TAV show gag?
I was building up to
that. Oh, okay, cool.
Building up to that gag.
Didn't want to distract you.
Despite all of those ways, Greeno, you know where else you can find us?
Exclusively.
Exclusively. Do you know where?
TAVshow.com.
TAVshow.com.
That's the one. Time to do Periscope a week late, Damo.
Periscope a week late. Our fifth favourite segment, equal tied with something else.
Something else. It's dropping down the pecking order.
Yeah.
It used to be segment one. Segment one, article one.
But you've gone and made the classic e-celeb fuck up move. Since our listenership has gone from 6 to a grand total of 12,
yeah.
you now take the attitude, fuck the fans, I'll do what I want.
Nah, once again, it's about burying what they want to hear deep in the show so they have to sit through an hour of our bullshit before they get to the real content.
Because obviously our fans are so desperate and so alone that they would sit through 30 minutes of our mumbled garbage pretending to be upset about not being mentioned by another podcast. In order to get to a segment where we just read their comments that they made themselves
a week
after it happened.
100%.
Yeah.
So let's get to those. Pete Dan Booker.
We love our fans, by the way.
We do.
Desperate and alone. That's the way we like them. That's the way we love them.
Yeah, they mirror what we put out there.
Exactly.
Now, Pete Dan Booker, regarding our Periscope, he's saying that there's a line a mile long out the door.
Yeah.
He was lucky he made it last week.
Yes.
Now, we've really got to look at that bouncer situation.
Should we start cutting people from the audience?
Shit.
Get it back under 10.
it seems like there's too many. We're going to have to look into that. Once again, the bouncer, a bit too, he doesn't like the shoes.
Nah.
Too many issues with shoes holding up the line. The Bitter Truth pointed out his feed was incredibly choppy. Thinks his phone's racist for Aussie. No, that's just the Australian internet.
Yeah.
Bitter Truth. We're very behind when it comes to internet speed. We're like 1980s internet speed.
That's right. And to be fair, I think he's in South Carolina. So if you are concerned about your feed being a little choppy, I would suggest moving in with a different, more scrupulous pig farmer.
Mm.
Get better feed.
There you go. Well done.
You like that?
Yep. Choppy.
You like that?
I mean,
he has a beard. He should be sleeping outside with the other animals anyway.
And if his feed's going to be too choppy, then hop out of the water, champ.
That was terrible.
That was fucking so bad.
That was worse.
We'll edit that out. Yeah. It's fine.
Take that out of the podcast.
Can we take that out of the live feed, though?
Yeah, it never happened.
Never happened.
No.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the podcast.
TAVshow.com.
Couple ways you can keep up with the show.
Exclusive.
At the starting block, why would we drop the code at the end?
Exactly. Pete Sam Booker.
Gee, this feed's a little choppy. I could have sworn that they just said that 5 minutes ago.
Who would have thought? Mm. Now, Pete Sam Booker said in relation to last week's show, 3 minutes in and already quoting gratuitous nonsense. We're sorry we took so long, Pete.
Yeah, next time we'll be right onto it.
Right onto it, straight on.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Now, Kimmy, regarding the podcast that shall not be named.
The one that hurt us so.
Just so. I think it's a note. She wanted to point out that last week they weren't in the chat.
Oh, really?
Until later on. They missed like the first three quarters of the show.
What? So now it's all making sense.
It's all been pieced together.
Ah, so they were off.
While we're out doing our podcast.
Exactly.
They're off seeing other podcasts.
They're off listening to other people.
I don't rate it.
This is heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. BE, in relation to Stefan after last week's Granny Sears video, BE wants a session at Stefan's house.
Does he?
And after watching last week's video,
I think
quality gear. Quality gear.
On the gear.
On the gear. Where is, what's his name?
What's his name?
The on the gear guy.
Adam Jay.
Adam Jay, yeah.
He's off listening to other podcasts as well.
Fucking what's
wrong
with
he
people?
Left us a long time ago.
I know. Don't worry about that. Just hop in, tell us someone's on the gear, and then bugger right off.
That's it.
Nova Moon asked, how many douchebags does it take to screw in a Lyclo?
Good question.
We don't have an answer to that. So I think that's one of those philosophical ones.
I tell you what, if you can figure that out, you'll be a hero.
There you go.
Yep.
BE See pointed
out.
See
the segue I did there for hero or douchebag.
I do like it.
Yeah, thank you.
BE pointed out anything on the roadside of my mailbox. Oh, when I was talking about the issues, I couldn't park in my driveway because people are complaining that I have to walk around my car to get back on the path.
Yes.
Now, BE pointed out anything on the roadside of the mailbox apparently isn't mine.
Really?
So I moved my mailbox to the other side of the road. Fucking so much land now. So much land.
I'm moving my mailbox to New Zealand.
Yeah, that's it. Up the road.
See all this fish in there?
Yeah.
It's mine. Fuck off.
And, Sinsake saying you said nothing of significance. You didn't ask any questions last week, mate. It was just, random comments. I can't put in the rundown if it's not a question.
Okay.
There's a comment coming up.
I was just about to say, most of those weren't questions.
Were just comments.
Yeah.
Don't pick holes in my theory.
I think you've just identified the first target of the cull. You're picking on Sinso.
No, we're not going to pick on Sinny.
No.
He's
too valuable to the audience.
He is, exactly. He is the original six.
That's right. He's part of the famous five, Greg.
Yeah, exactly. At Crystal Anon said she likes dicks more than douchebags. That's more just a public service announcement.
Yeah, just letting all the lads know.
Yeah, just in case you're wondering.
Yep. Dicks over douchebags. Pete Greeno, comment in the chat, said, this show has a circular theme. It has me laughing at my own thoughts. That's what we're here to do.
That's what we try and do.
See, if we can outsource the comedy to you, the audience, then we can just show up every day and press play.
Yeah.
And then the job done.
Yeah.
Job done.
Since I'm asking a chat, what the fuck am I supposed to ask you? Well, you just asked us something.
There you
mate.
Go. We'll,
there you go.
We'll address
Good
that
question.
Next week.
I'll tell you next week.
That's right.
Now, this is a combination of
I like stories about piñatas.
And insert some Aboriginal music here, because this is Greeno's dream. Tree. This is Greeno's dream time.
Greeno's dream time.
Now, not much happened in my life throughout the course of the week.
Well, that's good because you're about to insult about 500,000 people by culturally appropriating their sacred era. But go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
What have brought in for Greeno's story time?
I'd just
this
like
week.
To say that the Twitter is at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. And I disavow that half of the studio.
No.
So go on. Tell us about your white man, white fella's dream time, Greeno.
So I had to bring in a story about a dream I had throughout the course of the week.
And you take too much OxyContin?
There's no OxyContin involved.
Okay.
See, I had this dream. So I obviously spent too much time thinking about our show.
Yeah.
The most narcissistic show on the internet.
Most inverted narcissistic program on the internet.
An hour of an inside joke, effectively, that only six people get.
Yeah, and the other six are sitting here going, what the fuck? I don't get it, but I'm going to hang around till I get culled.
Exactly. Why did the bouncer ask about my shoes? Now, I had this dream that we were doing a live show, but out in the ethos, not in the studio.
Like a man on a street kind of segment.
We took it on tour.
On tour. Now, did we have a van?
No van.
Okay.
We rocked up
in a hatchback.
In a hatchback. And we set up shop in a supermarket fruit and veg for some reason.
I
I like where this is going.
Now, we had an hour to fill.
Now to turn dreams into reality.
As part of our agreement, though.
Who was our agreement with? The supermarket?
With the supermarket. Okay. So the supermarket manager came over and he goes, hiring.
Let me get this right
though. Yeah.
You dreamed that we would reach the lofty heights of being hired by supermarkets to do this podcast live from their produce section.
Correct.
Okay.
So,
I just wanted to make sure that was bedded down.
Before we went on air.
What a premise.
The manager had to come over and have a few words.
Sounds like a fucking nightmare, doesn't it?
He goes, boys, look, just feel free to do whatever you want. Like, just do your show. You guys be you.
Can we have sex with the cucumbers?
But
I'll pay for it afterwards.
But if you can, because it was going over the broadcast system as well, like the PA announcers.
Oh, nice.
So we were taking over Coles Radio.
And there was a lot of filthy aisles because nobody could order a cleanup.
Yeah. And I thought, so then from there, he goes, if you can you put in a few plugs for the specials in the fruit and veg? So we did what we do, even in my dream.
Yeah.
We did what we do, and we wasted the whole hour talking about the fruit and veg specials.
Right.
And then wrapped up the show. And then I woke up. Greeno's dream time.
So in this dream, did you actually spend an hour doing dialogue?
Doing dialogue where me and you bullshitted for an hour.
Wow.
Talking about the fruit and veg specials for the week. It's, you know.
What were the specials, incidentally?
Oh, I can't remember now. It was a week ago. I had this dream.
That's the important stuff.
But it felt important enough to bring in here and waste 6 minutes of our listeners' time.
What a fantastic segment, Greeno.
But it got me inspired, man. It got me inspired that we need to take the show on the road to produce sections.
Produce sections, specifically.
Yeah.
And somebody says, hey, I own the deli across the road.
Can't do it.
Sorry, bro.
It's got to be a produce section.
We've got to stay true to our fans.
Yeah, to our dreams.
Yeah, produce only.
If you dream it, you can do it.
This might be a great time to do Hero.
Hero or Douchebag, you read my mind. Hero or should douchebag. I close off?
I like stories about piñatas.
Great story, Greeno. Our first hero / douchebag tonight. I'm not sure if this is an obvious one or not. It's one worth thinking about. This is a security guard who stopped a robbery, Greeno, in a mobile phone store. Let's have a little look here at the guy's phone. Here come the thieves. Okay, he's got a gun. So he is armed. It looks like a revolver there. There's the lookout man. Now, here comes the security guard. Watch. Look at him go! Did you see how quick the lookout took off?
No, I can't because my screen is literally this small.
Ah, okay. Well, the lookout guy took off very quickly, Greeno. Let's do it this way.
So as soon as he's busted, lookout. So are we talking about the lookout guy or the robber?
No, we're talking about the security guard. Is the security guard a hero or a douchebag?
Well, the hero, obviously. Oh, there we go. Now I can see it.
Okay. Now look at this. As soon as he spots the security guard, he's out of there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to rob a bank with that guy, would you?
No, obviously not.
But would he be saying at the safe house later on, well, I did my job.
Yeah, I rocked up.
I was the lookout. I said, look out, there's a guy with a gun coming, and then I left.
Yeah.
Because my contract was complete at that point.
I'm sticking with douchebag.
Okay, for that guy. Now, here comes the security guard. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Yeah, now you can hear the robber going, yes, sir, all right, leave me alone, mate.
Yeah.
And out he goes.
Out he goes.
Why didn't I help you, man? Why didn't you help me? Now, my question to you is, Greeno, is the security guard a hero or a douchebag? You say he's a hero, obviously.
Yeah, hero.
An obvious hero. I say to you, nay, he put his life on the line to protect some $2 phone cases made in China.
That makes him a douchebag.
Yeah. In any other circumstance, you let the robbers run out the door with the mobile phones.
Yeah.
You do not put your life on the line to protect Apple products.
Oh, can we then go back to the robbers? They definitely fall in the douchebag category. Because out of all the things you could rob...
They tried to rob a phone store. That's right. Which makes the security guard an even bigger douchebag, in my opinion, because of all the things you would lay your life on the line to protect, he tried to lay his life on the line to protect a mobile phone store.
It also brings in another question of, is there enough robberies of mobile phone stores that they needed a full-time security guard there to begin with?
Apparently they did.
There we go.
Apparently they did.
We got another one?
Yeah, we got another one. Let's do this one here.
Jameson Miner has wanted to work at Six Flags Splashtown for years.
My cousin was a lifeguard at Splashtown.
He's also wanted his ears pierced for a long time, something he was finally able to do when he started earning his own money as a lifeguard at the water park.
I saw all my coworkers with them.
Now, straight away, it's easy to fall into the trap of automatically pinning this guy as a douchebag.
Douchebag,
because he wanted to work at Six Flags for years.
Yep.
My cousin worked as a lifeguard. My granddaddy worked at Six Flags. Yeah. Everybody work at Six Flags. I want to work at Six Flags too.
Yeah.
It's like, well, fuck, don't aim too high, bro.
That's it, yeah. Well, at least he's being realistic.
He's being very realistic.
Some people are like, what do you want to do with your life? You know, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a fireman.
I want to be a lifeguard at Six Flags.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, why not?
He got those piercings on June 1st with his very first paycheck, but when he returned to work, he says he was told to clock out and not return until he removed those piercings.
All right. Now,
hero or douchebag?
Now, I'll tell you why I'm going to give him the rating that he gets.
Okay.
Can we scroll back to the start of the video and just play it, and I'll tell you when to pause.
Okay.
16-year-old Jameson Miner has wanted to work at Six Flags Splashtown for years.
My cousin was a lifeguard at Splashtown.
He's also wanted his ears pierced for a long time, something he was finally able to do when he started earning his own money as a lifeguard.
Okay, can you pause? All right. I don't know if you just noticed, but he kept the hat and sunglasses that says lifeguard.
So he's saying he's stealing, company property.
And we've got video evidence. We need to get that security guard on the case. Definite douchebag for three different facts. Firstly, his dream was to work at Six Flags.
Yep.
Secondly, just take your earring out, mate, when you do the job. Pay the bills, buddy. Mm. And thirdly, he stole the hat and the sunglasses. And then decided to piss and moan about it on whatever fucking show that was.
Yes.
To try and get, does he think he's going to get his job back now?
I don't know. Probably not.
No.
Probably not. He might become Twitter famous though. Now, I'm going to give you my thinking here. I'm going to be a little more sympathetic to the guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give him one of each. Now, it's going to be depending on how you want to look at this. Okay. Now, the kid could be a hero.
Mm.
Why? Because unlike a lot of kids his age, he actually wanted something, decided I'll get a job to get that something.
Fair point.
And then got that something, which was an ear piercing.
Yeah.
So with his very first paycheck, he got his ears pierced and, you know, happy days.
Yeah.
But he's a douchebag because the very thing that he wanted the job for is the reason that he lost the job.
Yeah.
So he should have put a little bit more thought into it.
Just a tad.
Just a tad. So number one in the chat for hero. Number two in the chat for douchebag.
Seems like there's a pretty decent consensus that douchebag is the call.
You bunch of racists.
Cine's pointing out that it only costs $6 to get your ears pierced.
Yep.
He could have done half an hour. And then got it done.
Not at Six Flags rates.
No, that's it. $1.80.
Yep. You can't pay for an ear piercing with a taco voucher.
Yeah, true. Time for Earth Report time, Damo.
Earth Report, Greeno.
Wind, water,
by your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Pool tool. Florida man arrested in the theft of stolen pool floats.
Florida man.
Ah, Florida man. Sorry, I can't read.
The Florida man again. Strikes again.
There we go. He stole pool floats, told cops he used the inflatables for sex instead of raping women.
Yep.
Hmm. Christopher Monin, 35, was charged Thursday with breaking into backyards of homes with pools in Palm Bay and stealing only flotation devices.
Mm-hmm.
The affidavit said the defendant stated that he sexually gratifies himself with the pool floats instead of raping women.
Yep.
Monin was on a bike when cops stopped him at 1:25 a.m. As a suspicious person, they found a garbage bag full of these deflated pool floats.
Yes, used deflated pool floats.
Used.
Yeah.
The affidavit said they found 75 in a vacant house and he admitted to stashing them. He was arrested on charges of burglary, criminal mischief and petite theft and booked into the county on a 15K bond. Now, firstly, he does realise that things that are inflatable are able to be reinflated, correct?
Correct.
So the 75 individual items that he felt the need to gratify himself with,
yeah.
He could have saved himself 74 trips.
I was going to say, for a guy who breaks into people's backyards to steal their flotation devices, to have sex with them as a means to avoid his natural and burning urge to rape women.
Yeah.
I would say for a guy in that particular stage of life, he's incredibly fussy.
Yeah.
Because it's like he's fucking it once and then putting it in a room somewhere.
Sick on, can't touch that again.
Like, so, yeah, just fuck it once and like, ew,
yeah.
Ew, oh. Not touching that.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
He won't even pick it up and put it in the trash.
No, he just leaves it there.
He just leaves it in a corner of the room somewhere.
Yeah. Avo, go with this banger. A bank robber in Israel held up two banks using an avocado he claimed was
avocado,
a grenade.
Avocado, no!
The man wielded the fruit, which was painted black, and gave the tellers a note reading, hand over the money in the drawer.
That's pretty fucking creative. He say he painted the avocado black.
Yeah.
So he didn't just go in there with a green avocado.
No.
But if you think about it, if you go in there with a very ripe avocado, wouldn't that kind of look like army paint?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Now, I just like the fact that he took the time. To go to the arts and crafts.
Thought it through.
He's going, look, if I'm going to do this, let's do it properly.
He's a planner.
Don't, hey, hold off on the glue on sparkles.
Yeah.
We'll just stick with the green paint.
No diamantes.
No diamantes.
He put 6 weeks worth of planning into this heist, Grino. Yeah.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
It's fucking, you buy the avocado, you spray it, you walk into the bank.
To be fair, I think the people handed over the cash because this is a particularly trendy part of Tel Aviv, and they thought they were going to get a smashed avo sandwich, Greeno.
There you go. Well done. Yeah. We got a video photo for this one.
We do.
We can chuck it up while we do the story. BE was reading the German Summer Swim Series guide over the weekend and came across a story titled Alternative to Life Jackets.
Nice.
It's about a 27-year-old transgender woman. So this is a bloke who's turned into a woman. Ivana Vladislava, who has become one of the first in the world to get $2,380 inflatable boobs. Watch out for guy number one.
Inflatable bobs.
Inflatable boobs.
It's like a convertible.
So what happened is she had an infection in an old implant, and she's like, well, if we're going to put in a replacement, can we just do like a bit of a pump thing?
Yeah, I want to be able to adjust them on the fly.
So there we go. So there's the pickup there. So, and that's actually a real man slash woman.
Yeah, it doesn't it doesn't look human.
I thought it was another one of BE's sex doll stories when he sent it on through.
Another one.
Another, like he's got a stash. The German says she's now able to prick a needle into the side of her breast and fill it up with saline solution like a water balloon from her normal J cup all the way up to a P cup. So it's,
you know, we make fun of California and how crazy people are in California.
California.
Germany is like the depraved, debauched, deplorable version of California.
The home of Scheiser porn.
Oh, man. There is all levels of disgusting, fucked up shit going on in Germany.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's split, right? So some parts of Germany, they'll be like hunting gazelle in the woods in the black forests of Bavaria and Baden-Württemberg, Greeno.
Yeah.
But then somewhere in Berlin, there is a transgender man slash woman with inflatable boobs doing Scheiser porn on cam on the internet.
Exactly. Welcome to Germany. Have we got any days left? Will BE's, did he send one through this week?
No, I don't think he did.
So I think we're down to 181 off memory.
182.
182, there we go. 182. So, look, counting down. We're almost going to have to start doing it in minutes.
Yes.
We're getting that close.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30. Right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, make America great again, the nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week. Come.
Welcome to The Starting Block. Follow on Twitter at The Starting Block. Drop the K at the end. Find the podcast on iTunes or on TAVshow.com.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's the time of the show, Damo, where we lose all interest from our American audience.
Good.
Which good. Normally is all of them bar BE, and BE's not in the chat today.
Well, this should be fun.
So it's going to be solved. But I feel the need, if I will.
You want to rant.
I need to rant. And I
want to vent.
And if I'm going to do it, I need to do it as a bit of a...
Ah, okay.
So when we used to host a legit radio show...
Which seems like years ago.
Eons ago. And we used to have a segment called Sticky's Gone Crazy.
Sticky's Gone Crazy.
Because what would happen is when Ricky Stewart, who was the State of Origin coach
for New South Wales,
he picks some random fucking people and we're like, it makes no sense. What are we doing?
That's right.
And I'd always feel the need to go on a massive rant about how stupid the selections were.
Correct.
And I was always proved right because we always got pumps.
Yes, that's right. For nine consecutive years.
Now, for our American listeners, the State of Origin is effectively like the All-Star game.
Yeah.
However, it's like it's played with the intensity of a final.
Correct.
So the All-Star game in most American sports, it's just a bit of a show.
They don't really care until there's like 5 minutes left and then they start trying to win, but not really taking it seriously.
Exactly. This is the opposite. These guys play harder in this game than they do week to week.
That's right.
Because it's the pride of who's the better state, New South Wales or Queensland.
Correct.
Now, our coach last year, Freddie Fidler, was hailed as a super coach because he...
You said our coach there, just want to point that out. No, your coach.
Yeah.
Freddie Fidler.
Well, yeah, my coach.
Your coach.
Well, New South Wales coach, because I've disowned him.
Okay.
he was hailed as a super coach, and he picked a team based on form last year and based on character.
Character.
So if you're a dick, he didn't want you anywhere. If you're going to muck up, nah, mate, we need to put team first.
Unless you have a potential rape charge or bashing a cab driver at some point in your history, that's a plus, I think.
No, not last year.
Oh, not last year.
Not last year.
Okay.
Now, we lost game one by 4 points.
4 points.
So,
not a flogging by any stretch of the imagination.
But Freddie has now thrown all those theories out the window.
Mm.
And he's gone completely crazy. So James Tedesco is fullback. He stays, right?
Yep.
We then brought in the sex pest, Blake Ferguson.
The sex pest, Blake Ferguson.
Back in. Now, he was dropped 2 years ago because he effectively led to the coach being sacked because a couple of days out from the game, him and his mate decided to go hit the cans all day at the TAB.
That's right.
Instead of, you know, being in training and whatnot. And
was
focusing.
That when they had the rooftop picture of him drinking cruises, or was that at a
that
different
was a separate industry.
That was a different
time. Yeah. This is 2 years ago. He also didn't bother showing up to a potential origin thing earlier this year that put him offside.
Okay.
But he's now back in the squad.
Back in.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show whatever, you know, hula hoops these selectors try to make you jump through.
Yeah.
Kids, here's a lesson for you growing up. Just fuck anything that moves. Get drunk as often as possible.
Mm.
Get fired by 3 NRL teams.
Yep.
Don't do anything that the coaches and the selectors say that you should do in order to get selected, and you'll get selected anyway if you're good enough.
Exactly. Done. Doesn't matter how many times you fuck
Doesn't
up, they're going to pick you
many
if
times.
You're good.
Yep.
Then they brought in Tom Trbojevic as a centre. Now, Tom Trbojevic doesn't play centre. He plays fullback.
Why is he playing as a centre, Greta?
But we've replaced probably the best centre in the NRL, Latrell Mitchell, with a non-centre.
Okay, so but now you said Latrell Mitchell had one of the worst games possible.
He did, but instead of, you know, going, hey, he's never going to have that bad a game again, this guy's an out-and-out superstar, he's world-class, he's going to bounce back and show everyone, they're like, nah, we'll drop him.
See, this has been the problem for New South Wales for as long as I can remember.
Huh?
And I think, you know, because I do think New South Wales has more players to select from. That's probably part of the problem.
Yeah.
Like, so they've probably got 2-1 selection options,
easily,
right?
Yeah.
So because they have more players to select from, see, what you've done now is you've taken, was that his first Origin game last week?
Mitchell? No, he was pretty much one of our best last year.
Okay.
He played 3 last year.
But what you've done now, you've fucking shattered his confidence.
Yeah.
Right? And these outside backs, like, I don't care who it is, outside backs need to be high in confidence, right?
Exactly.
They're the guys who score the fucking tries.
Yeah.
So you've now taken this guy who's a star, a legitimate star in the game.
Game breaker.
And you've benched him because he's had one bad game.
Yep. And Queensland would have been salivating. As soon as they saw that list, they're like, hang on, you didn't pick Latrell?
Yeah. But see the flow-on effect of this, right? And Queensland don't do this, right? Mm. They will stick by their players.
Of course.
Like, you can't play, obviously you can't play like 5 bad series like Mitchell Pearce did.
Different story.
Now, Mitchell Pearce should have been dropped after one game. They stuck with him for years.
Yeah,
the
losingest player in Origin history, yeah.
So figure it out. So, but what they've done now, by getting rid of one of their stars out of the team for having one bad game, now how do you think the whole rest of the team is going to go into game two?
Well, what's frustrating
now
is...
Now, they're going to be afraid if they drop the ball, if they fuck up once, they're out of there too.
Well, it's funny, they chose to drop one player because he had a bad game, but a couple of others that did also had a bad game, they stuck around.
They get to stay.
Now, with they then taken Jack Wyden, who hasn't played centre for...
who played off the bench in game one.
For 6 years. Yeah. He's now the other centre. They dropped Josh Morris, who was probably one of New South Wales' best in game one, and, who they begged to come out of retirement.
Exactly.
For game one, like, Josh, we need you.
We need you, mate.
They flicked him, even though he had a good game.
Wow.
They kept Josh Adokar. They then dropped Cody Walker after one game, who's been the form 5-8 all year.
Yep.
Once again, bit overawed in his first Origin game. Would have been better for the run.
Yep.
No, we'll drop him.
How many players have they dropped after
seven.
One game? Seven.
Seven. So they bought in...
7 out of 13.
Yep. So they then bought in... So they were going to bring in Mitchell Pearce, the losingest player in Origin history.
Why?
He then pulled himself out.
He doesn't want to go back to the well.
Because he doesn't want to play. He said
Can
he
you
has
you fucking
an,
blame him?
An injury. They then, instead of going back, going, hey, Cody, all right, welcome back, son. No. They then called James Maloney.
James Maloney's
who,
back.
Who Penrith have only were bottom of the ladder, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yep.
They then brought him
who's
back.
A good player, don't get me wrong.
He's fine. But New South Wales, they let all their tries in on that side of the field.
Yep.
And to fix that, James Maloney is the worst defensive 5-8 in all of rugby league. So we're going to tighten up our defence by bringing in the worst defensive 5-8. Nathan Cleary stuck around even though he did fuck all in the first game.
Yep.
Now, Nathan Cleary and James Maloney combined have less try assist and tries than Cody Walker has himself all season. They just dropped Cody Walker. We then had David Clemmer injured, so they brought in Daniel Saifidi. Who the fuck is Daniel Saifidi? The rest of the pack's the same.
Excellent.
Then the bench, like they said, look, we lost a bit of grunt once our front rowers went off in the first game.
Well, that'll happen.
So Freddie's like, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Let's pick no front rowers on the bench. We're going with Dale Finucane and Tariq Sims, Cameron Murray and Wade Graham, all back rowers on the bench.
No front rowers.
No front rowers on the bench.
Well, that'll clear up the problem.
And good luck if any of the back line gets injured because we've got nothing but back rowers.
We'll stick a second rower in at fullback.
No, it's all good.
Fullback in the
centres
already.
We've got seven fullbacks in the centres. And then to top it off, they bought in as... And then so you're like, hang on, who were the 18th and 19th men from the first game? They changed seven changes. The 18th and 19th men weren't picked in this squad.
New South Wales is like a fucking joke.
I want some of Freddie's herb.
They lose. But this is the thing I've been telling you. This has been like this for over 10 years. They lose one game and all of a sudden they have a fucking retarded conniption fit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we got to get rid of everybody. It's like, no.
Fucking lost
you
their
lost
mind.
One game by 4 points because the other team grounded it out and you had a sin bin.
Yeah.
You don't have to change the whole squad. How do you think that all of this shit that they talk about, like, oh, the team needs time to gel, Greta.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, gel?
No gelling happening
There's
here.
No gelling that occurs on the New South Wales side of the halfway line. Never, ever.
Load
they
up.
They never give a team a chance to gel.
No chance.
The Queensland team was basically the same for 10 years.
Yeah. Well,
until Lockyer retired.
Game one and two, they kept it the same bar two injuries that they had no choice but to replace.
There you go.
Moses Zambai had no point in being in that squad, but they kept him because they were like, hey, we won. We might as well stick with them.
There you go.
So, yeah, good luck, New South Wales. BE's in the chat. How was your father-daughter movie night?
Yeah, I hope he's not listening in the car on the way home.
No, you shouldn't be on the Periscope.
Cover your ears, children.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Time for some Crazy Uncle Jerry talk, Damo. Yeah. Our new Crazy Uncle Jerry reporter, Troy Martin.
Troy Martin.
Send this one over. So Crazy Uncle Jerry at it again. He traded American League home run leader Edwin Encarnacion to the Yankees for prospect Juan Thien, right?
Okay.
On the surface, pretty standard.
Great trade.
You know, get a young kid for an old slugger. That's all right.
Fine.
But the problem was that the Mariners were the ones that originally drafted Juan, then traded him to the Yankees for Nick Rumbaugh, but they then released Nick Rumbaugh this week.
Yep.
To then trade back for the player they just traded back out.
What He is crazy Uncle Jerry.
Crazy Uncle Jerry. I saw today he's had 93 trades already since taking over.
Yep.
Traded 188 players.
Yep.
Only 7 away from that ton, Damo. Only 7 away from a ton.
I'm a scat man.
There was an absolute batshit crazy series over the weekend between the Colorado Rockies and the San Diego Padres.
Mm-hmm.
They set the record for the most ever run scored in a 4-game series.
Okay. Wait, this is at Colorado, right?
Yeah.
So where the ball travels twice as far because there's no fucking oxygen.
There's no oxygen up there. Yeah. They scored 92 runs in 4 games across the two teams. Charlie Blackman had 15 hits in 4 games last
15
one.
Hits or 15 homers?
15 hits.
Okay.
Which sets a record going back to like 1950 odd.
Okay.
But this was an all-time record. The previous record was 88 runs scored in a 4-game series.
Jeez.
The Padres came back from a 6-run deficit in the ninth twice.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
That is got to hurt.
That's got to hurt.
And Raptors win, Damo. Congratulations to the Toronto Raptors. Their first
ever. Nice Gary.
Definite nice Gary.
Nice Gary.
And congratulations on beating Golden State, who nobody said they said it couldn't be done.
It couldn't. Well, they were paying, before the series, Golden State were paying $1.30. Toronto was like $3.80.
Yeah, that's
true. In a head-to-head series.
That's short.
And they won it in 5. Now, admittedly, some injuries played into their hands with Durant going down.
Yeah, well, that
Clay
happens.
Thompson going down. Yeah. But, hey, you still got to win. And they finally ended the – well, just goes to show how hard it is to do a three-peat. And the Bulls did it twice.
Back
in the 90s. So.
When Houston was dominating, they couldn't do it 3 times.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Kawhi Leonard finished the series with – I'm going to throw in a stat.
I'm a scat man.
Kawhi Leonard finished with 732 points this postseason. That's the third most ever behind Michael Jordan's 759 in 92 and LeBron James in 2018 was 748.
Wow.
So pretty handy trade.
Not a bad trade. Not a bad deal. That's
pretty
no
good.
Crazy Uncle Jerry shit going on there.
No. Toronto, they gave away DeMar DeRozan, another guy, and got Kawhi Leonard.
I love the fact that the Golden State Warriors fans were spending all year going, this team isn't just about Kevin Durant.
No.
It's not all about Kevin Durant. It's a proper team.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin fits into the team.
Yeah.
Durant's just a part of a bigger machine.
Yeah.
It's not like LeBron James and the Cavs and, the Heat. And the Lakers. It's more than Kevin Durant.
Mm.
And then he goes out, they lose in 5. Yeah. It's like, okay. Thank you, Golden State fans.
Yeah. He's gone. He tore his Achilles. He's going to be gone. He's a free agent.
Oh.
He's gone for all of next season in a free agent year. Same with Clay Thompson. He's got an opt out. And he's going to be gone for 3 quarters of next year.
So the Golden State dynasty looks finished.
Steph Curry will still get him to the top 2. But. It's going to be a bit more of a challenge next year.
Yeah. Well, so Durant's going to have a year on the sideline. So he's in no rush to sign then.
No. Well, he can opt into a contract with Golden State.
Well, do you think he will then just
for one year?
So he keeps getting paid while he's injured, though.
Or he'll sign, the Knicks will sign him, pay him for a year just so they've got him locked in for the year after.
Really?
But who comes back to basketball with an Achilles injury and is still at that level?
Not
many.
Really?
Not many.
I guess it is a sport that's really hard on.
With the exception of Kobe Bryant, I don't think anyone's ever come back.
It took Kobe like 3 years to get back to actually playing at top level again.
So it sounds like the perfect signing for the Knicks.
Go to New York and fail like everyone else does.
All right, hours up. Word plugs.
At the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. Keep up with the show on Periscope, iTunes, Podbean, or TAVshow.com. Greeno, don't forget to follow our friends. The Common Discourse at TCD Tweet, Real Person Politics at Real Person PLTCS, and the granddaddy, the preacher man, Christopher Mack on the Mac Files Greeno at ChrisMC44.
There we go. All right. With all that being said, let's get out of here. See you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges...
Alleged!
Yes. Alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.